This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
2, 3, 4. If you're looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn she'll try, just a tip and you'll be on your way. With Meg and Batoon on Friday.
Welcome to Just a Tip and Advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Mattoon. Yesterday, I told a joke at a bar and I was met with not laughter and not pity laughter, but one guy just said, okay, and I'm terrified for the rest of my life. It was like doing an open mic for my friends and them not even supporting me.
That's really sad.
It was so sad.
What was his body language like?
I mean, he was the only one standing. There was three other people sitting at the bar also.
Oh, like standing, like ovation type of thing.
Yeah, we can look at it like that. But I was like, why is no one laughing? And so maybe they didn't think I was telling a joke, but it was like the most horrific moment.
Wait, did you mean for it to be a joke?
That's right. Yes, of course.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, comedy's not funny. So maybe you're trying.
I was trying way too hard. Like, I was...
Were you waiting for the beat? Were you like...
Like, oh my God, no one is even acknowledging this. Well, at least he said okay. Because if he hadn't said okay, it would have just been silent.
But it would have been different if he was like, okay. Like, if was he like exciting and inspiring?
He
like, okay, not, you got it.
It was like this. Like, tell me a joke really quick.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Kevin Porn.
Kevin Porn who?
Kevin Porn.
Okay. That's how it was.
Well, that's your fault for casting the wrong audience.
It was the worst moment of my life. Again, and today I wrote two
letters. Oh my gosh, your life must be amazing then.
That's right. I wrote two letters about it, and then I burned them both this morning.
Why would you do that?
Because I needed to get it off my chest.
No, I meant like paper and pen. You're just going to not care about the atmosphere?
Well, you know. What did witches do? That's what they did.
That is true.
Are you mad at witches?
Which one?
Well, okay. Well.
Are the puns too soon?
You may know. Oh, I didn't even introduce you yet.
Oh, hi.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm the guy from last night.
I'm perpetually embarrassed. That's why I have a friend here to help me help you. Dietrix Dominic Sandoval here in the studio with us. Hello.
Okay.
You can't keep saying that. The word okay. Jeez. The word okay is burned into my memory as something I never want to hear again. Oh. I am not okay.
All right, I feel like you're not. You wrote two letters about a guy you don't even know.
I do know him.
I know, it's me. Hi, I'm Dietrix.
Stop.
Is there supposed to be audio in my mic, or do I just feel like I have earmuffs on? It really feels nice, though, on my ears.
Do you want them on? You don't have to be wearing them.
I like it, because then I can hear you better, and I feel like...
Oh, yeah?
Ooh, check. Yep.
Better?
I can't hear anything.
Still?
Am I supposed to hear anything? I'm not, then I'm good.
No.
You're still recording on my end. It just is, it's whether or not it works on your end.
Oh, I can't hear anything. But I can still hear you. Like, I could probably just do this then, right? Since these
are
on. Or
you could just take them off all the way. It's not a Beats by Dre commercial.
I want to feel like a DJ, though. You know, like the one that doesn't actually DJ, like Khalid?
Yes. Okay. Huh. So you want it like this?
And another one. What's that? Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're good with your headphones.
Oh, I thought you were doing, and another one. Like... The audience, you're not seeing this, but Megan held up one finger, and I thought that she was doing a reference to DJ Khaled.
It was not.
But regardless, we the best.
You may know Dietrix from... What?
I'm excited about this resume right now.
Just listen to me. You may know Dietrix from YouTube, or the most featured face on MTV's America's Best Dance Crew, because not only did you go on once and win, you went on a second time and won, and you also went on the other side. You were like fed up with winning, and you're like, I'm gonna judge now.
How do you think I won? I had to judge myself and be like, everybody else lost. But that guy.
You were on both sides. That's so crazy.
Yeah. is I'm like a bi dancer. I like to be on both.
I like that.
You should have just been like, okay. Because I was really trying there.
See, that's my thing. I try too hard, and I only try too hard with people I'm trying to impress. Why is that?
Because you're trying to impress them.
But the thing is, if I don't try to impress them, people like me more.
I think if you try not to try to impress yourself and just be yourself, but you're going to have a lot more okays than okay.
Yes, but like my thing is, how do I get to be not nervous in front of people that I'm trying to be like, this is who I am?
Oh, you got to not care.
Okay, what's step one of not caring?
Go to Hawaii and eat a bunch of cupcakes.
Oh my God.
And gain that weight back that you had back in 2012.
This is a reference to when I was a little bit pudgier when I first
met you had a name. You had a name.
Fat Megan?
Yep. We love Fat Megan. We miss her. Fat Megan didn't care. She ate.
Monica in Friends. I still eat now.
What? Oxygen?
This is all very flattering. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's
much.
A compliment. You lost hella weight. Fat Megan's like, damn.
I lost weight because I met a guy on a shoot for Dietrix. And you said that you fabricated this.
The guy that's listening right now, he's like, I have a name.
Dietrix, he invited me over for a cutaway for a YouTube video, and then you were shooting with another guy.
First of all, that was a full-on role, okay? It wasn't just a cutaway.
Are you
Continue.
Sure?
Continue.
I don't think it was a full-on role.
Okay.
What was the video? Do you remember what it was called?
Okay.
Stop this.
21 Perspectives. Which you can find more at youtube.com/thedominicshow/trashcan.
And there was a crumb donut that you set out like a little mouse trap for me because you knew I would eat it. But then for some reason, the guy was a personal trainer and he also wanted the donut. Which
Once again, I have a name.
It didn't like match up with his brand. So I don't know why he was getting the donut. Anyway, we shared this donut and then I dated that guy for a while. And that's how I lost a bunch of weight because he personal trained me.
Oh, wow. He personal trained you.
Is that what we're calling it now?
I'm sure he personal trained you and just regular trained you.
What? Is this a certain audience? You can say whatever you would like. All right. Dietrix and I have known each other for a very, very long time.
Yep. We go back like, we're supposed to finish the punchline. Let's rewind it.
We go back like scoliosis.
Ooh.
Is that good?
That's really good.
Okay, now you go.
We go back like rocking chairs.
Oh, that's good.
Thanks.
We go back like old people's hairlines.
Ooh, like mine. We go back like BC.
Nice. We go back like 88 miles per hour.
Ooh, you gotta do some math there, but I get
it. Is that the Back to the Future thing?
Did you just ask a reference to your own joke?
I'm just trying to see what happens
you just
when
okay
I open my
your
mouth.
Own joke.
Okay.
You just literally said your own joke and literally metaphorically said, okay.
I didn't fact check it. I just knew that there was some sort of reference for Back to the Future. It's 88 miles per hour in a DeLorean, right?
You just lost Michael J. Fox as a listener. He's so upset at
is
you.
One listener. Anyway, moral of the story is we go back. You knew me when I had red hair, fire engine red. I think you were one of the first people.
No, you had it was like 20% red.
What else was it?
Well, based off of math, it'd be 80% whatever your normal hair color is.
No, it was brown and red. No, it must have been.
Yeah, I thought it was
red and blonde.
Oh, it was the step up Megan.
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Right before Never Take Any Steps Megan, which turned into Fat Megan.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, we love her. We love both sides.
We do. But even though if you know Dietrix from all of those souped up credits, after a quick internet stalk, we found that you went 2 years without cursing. Is that true?
Yeah, Megan, I told you that before the show. Just kidding, just sabotaging you. 2 years without cursing. Good old Jesus Christ.
How did it go? And why?
Think of this, like, punk ass, bitch ass, motherfucker, what the fuck? What the fuck? And now think of the opposite.
Silence?
And that's how it went.
For 2 years, though?
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't even, like, if you stubbed your toe, you wouldn't be like, God damn it!
No, well, the reference to why I didn't is because I was a Christian, and I was told that I couldn't do anything that wasn't of God. And if it wasn't of God, it means that it was of the devil. So cursing was one of them. Listening to secular music was another. And masturbation was really the toughest one. That was 6 months. masturbation. And at 13, and you've been doing it for half your life already, it's really tough.
Wait, you started when you were 6?
And you are really good at math. Yeah, 5 or 6, give or take.
No way.
Whatever's normal, I don't know.
5?
Ish.
Is that normal? I mean, I don't know what's normal.
You know what? Jesus Christ didn't judge. That's one thing I know.
Stop doing the sign of the cross over and over.
It cuts to me inside this room. I'm like this.
He's just on the wall.
I'm just floating.
Arms spread.
Just like I'm floating. Like.
Levitating. Okay. Well, this is not a podcast about Jesus Christ or cursing. It's an advice podcast. You guys send in questions of your sticky situations, and we do our best to try and help you. Are you ready to be of assistance, Dominic Sandoval?
Right now, they might be thinking, who's that? That's my...
That's my stage
that's
name.
My birth name.
If you had
Dietrix is my... My stage name.
Which is funny because...
I've never been on a stage.
One time, a couple years ago for Halloween, you did this video where you pranked me. You told me I was going to come over to watch a movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, yay.
Bruce Almighty, Jim Carrey, can't go wrong.
Yeah. And you... This is like the biggest lie.
Did you know someone was up?
No. I truly didn't. You were like, let's watch this movie. And I was like, yes, I love Jim Carrey. I came over in like sweatpants. Why would I ever think... If I knew I was going to be filmed, I would be like, get dressed.
Then why was your makeup done?
I had a shoot.
Oh, no. Your makeup and hair was fully undone.
Dude, I had a shoot that day. And I remember it because I had like a pimple and I put eyeliner on it to make it look like a beauty mark.
Oh, I got the mole on my face. Like, okay, I know your
this
whole life.
This new mole. And then so I sat down and it was hilarious because there was an ottoman that you had like gutted, and then you had Jarell inside of it or something like popping yeah. out. You had Ryan coming from the side, and then it was like a double header where like you scared me once and I was like, oh my god, this is crazy.
I really thought you were gonna know that we were gonna scare you, so I had to like almost get your mind to think that the second scare wasn't gonna happen.
I didn't think any scare was gonna happen. Yeah. But you've always been really good at pranks on me specifically because I'm really easy.
I guess I am really good at pranks then because I've only done 2 and they've both been on you. But that's easy. I could be like, yeah, and you're like, ah.
But yeah, very true. If I don't know someone is in the room and they start talking, I get very scared. But I went into the bathroom and it's so funny because I know that your name is Dietrix, I know that your name is Dom.
I know that your name is, what is it again?
That's so stupid.
Oh, shit.
So, but like, I hardly ever call you Dietrix. And so I went into the bathroom because you wanted to do a thumbnail and you told me I had something on my face. And that was to set me up to get scared by my younger me.
Now that I think about it, you probably thought it was that like little zit. You're like, oh my gosh, he sees the zit. I gotta go get this. Okay, we'll go take, let me go get this done.
My mole. So I go inside this bathroom and I had vlogged when I was like 7 and I was naming like what was for lunch. And then I said some words in French, which I don't know how I knew those. But I had this video that I had showed Dom a while ago and you had like played it very creepily with.
I ripped the audio off your home video.
Yes.
And repeated it so that when you went in the bathroom, we blacked out the bathroom, played the audio and Megan is just listening to her childhood self. In the dark. And it was like super scary.
It was so scary.
I don't know. Or what'd you say? What'd you say? It's not you.
I don't even know what I was saying. I think it was like, hi, I'm Megan.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, what the hell is happening? And you had shut the door and like was holding it shut. So I couldn't open it. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so scary. And then you had turned the lights on enough to where you had a little girl in the bathtub. Like, and she like opened up the curtain and she was like a zombie. You had done her makeup all crazy.
We made her look like you when you were a child.
No, I know.
That girl is full on Filipino.
And the funniest part about the whole thing is like I'm blood curling screaming, but instead of screaming Dom or Dominic, I'm screaming Dietrix. Dietrix. Like the weirdest thing to scream.
And then I got scared because I was like, she's never called me that before. So I started screaming and she ended up winning the scare battle.
That was horrific.
Yeah,
that was
great.
Second to the guy telling me okay to my joke yesterday. Those two are the worst moments of my life.
Both scary.
Yeah. For different reasons. Okay, here we go. Are you ready for this first cue?
Oh, I didn't know I thought we already started. What's the first cue?
This is the first question.
Oh, sorry. Is that like podcast talk? Are you ready for the first cue?
That's my talk. I just shoot everything smaller.
I thought when you said cue, like we're talking pool.
I played pool for the first time the other day and I was actually pretty good.
Swimming or the one with the stick?
The stick. The stick one.
Mm.
Okay.
8-ball or 9-ball?
What? There's a difference?
Okay.
Is that a joke?
No, it's a beginner.
Okay.
It's okay.
Number one.
Ready for the first cue?
Ready for the first cue? I started getting into a routine of going to the gym 5 to 6 times a week, and I'm really happy with my progress. The problem is that a week ago, the fitness director at my gym asked for my number. Our texts have been flirty, and although I want to see where it could go, I don't want anything bad to happen and then ruin my consistency with the gym. Do you have any advice on how to keep gym and dating life separate? From Gym Rat.
Okay. Whoa.
Are you going to say don't go to the gym?
No, I was going to say you have kind of two options, right? You have option one. Is he the only fitness instructor in the world?
No, because I have an ex-boyfriend that you can date.
The guy that's right now still, I have a fucking name.
I have a name.
I guess you kind of have to ask yours. I think it goes under that, like, business and love battle.
Or yeah.
Like, you know, do I let my heart run or do I let my body run?
That's the most, like, gym motivational quote I've ever heard.
It's just going to come down to this. Like, I think it's just, is he worth it to give it a try? You're going to end up, you already started. She already started by texting.
Yeah, like opening up the water gates.
Yeah. I think you got to look at it as, let's see, evil me would say, do it for free. I'm sorry. Date him, and then you'll get your, you'll get the training in and out of the room.
Hey.
Right?
That's good.
Batoon can help you, because the guy that she dated.
My thing is, if it says our texts have been flirty, which is like, that's your fault too.
And it's subjective. What's flirty? Like, hey, how's it going? He's flirting? Or is it like...
It's probably got to be more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other day someone texted me and they were like, excuse me, is this Megan? And I was like, oh, I'm not answering this at all. Why would you say excuse me on a text message?
Excuse me. Oh my God. That was their first line?
Yeah.
And just like the number is
a foreign number. It was like, this sender is junk. Or maybe junk. Have you ever accidentally reported a bunch of your friends as junk when you're trying to...
Oh, my God.
Like, when you're trying to mass delete your text messages, and you're just like, oh, I'm just trying to clear out my phone for storage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you accidentally report it as junk.
To friends?
Yeah.
I mean, Taylor clears my text. Have you done that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yes. So to all my friends out there...
You're drunk! No, it doesn't do anything, actually.
It doesn't?
No, because when I've deleted a bunch of friends' texts and reported them as junk, and they'll text me back, and nothing changes. Well, it doesn't, like, block or spam them or anything.
Yeah, I think... Wait, which one are we talking about again?
I guess any of it.
Oh. No. Wait. How do we get... Wait, the girl's question. How do we get into that?
They were flirting a bunch, and we were like...
Oh, the flirting. Yeah. That's where we're at.
But if it's flirting and she does want to see it where it could go, yeah, get a different gym. Also, how many times are you actually going to go to the gym after, like, 3 months?
Is she already fit? Like, also, that's subject. Like, there's, like, a lot of details we need. Like, are you in good shape already? Well, start smashing and enjoy that chapter of your life. And if it works out, great. If not, just find another person to work out with. Or do you constantly fall in love with every... gym fitness trainer that you have, so you have to be careful. And is he gonna be okay with you going to another dude, or maybe she has a woman trainer?
Wow, these are a lot of things that we don't have on file.
Yeah, she didn't give us enough information. So to her, I say, do whatever you want.
Great advice. She asked, do you have any advice on how to keep gym and dating life separate? But we can change gym to anything. So imagine it being like dating and work. Or dating and anything else.
I think the better their communication, the more they can make it work.
Yeah. So I mean, that's like a blanket statement for
sure.
And if
they're both like not good at communicating, then they're probably not going to be good at all anyway. But if they can communicate and they're good at doing that, then they could probably balance both.
What's the best way to communicate with a significant other?
Well, I think if we just break down the science behind it, right? So we have 55% is body language, 38% is pitch, volume, and tune, and how it's being said, which leaves 7% of actual words being used. Mm. So you can get an A without even using words. So if I'm talking to you right now, Megan, I'm like, you're like, wow, he's happy.
in quotation marks, or having a stroke.
But if you said a joke and I was like this.
No. That's already happened to me once. Don't bring up back the memories.
So it's the same. So communication is key. And it starts with all the biggest part is your body.
Yeah. And that makes sense because they are in a gym. So this is a huge thing. Do you think I was watching this thing that said, I think I've watched a few things that have said the same thing about body language. If you're attracted to someone, your feet are pointing towards them. But I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah. So basically, whoever you're standing right in front and everybody else around the world to your back.
Directly. Like, I could be looking at you, but my feet could be, like, off catty corner to the side. And this would mean that I don't like you. But if my toes are pointing to you, this means that I'm interested.
Does that mean, like, while people are dancing, they're like...
I love everyone, all their footwork. Yeah. Chicago footwork people are just, like, falling in love.
Yeah, people that do footwork, like... If you're, like, with someone, you're, like, just getting jealous. Like, who do you fucking love? Okay, do you love them? Do you love me? Who do you love? Oh, my God. You love me again. Yes. What, who do you love?
It's a lot. I don't know if I believe that one.
Do you have to, like, make it obvious? Like, is it, like, lift my leg, I'm going to point at you like this? Like,
put your leg down. Is that how high your leg went? You lifted your leg 90 degrees and it was shaking.
No, that was a strong 45. Don't give me too much credit.
It was
don't
shaking give me credit. Regardless of the degree.
Yeah, I told you, man. I have zero flexibility.
What are other telltale signs that people like you in body language terms?
Touch.
Yeah, but what else that's not touch-based? Like if your shoulders are to you. I read another thing that was like, if your shoulders are out from the person you're talking to, like if you're at a party, that means it's opening up opportunity for other people to talk to you because you're not closed off from opportunities else out of the conversation.
Yeah, I think
in.
A big part is like you could probably even ask yourself too, right? Like if your arms are crossed, why do you feel like you do that?
Did I ever show you that YouTube video called Learn How to Speak Body Tape 5?
You totally did.
Oh my God.
And it's like
God.
A joke. Like, it's like they're serious, but it's old and it's like a big joke.
I don't know if it's serious. Do you think it's a big, like, sketch comedy joke?
No,
or
I think
it's real.
I think it's real, and that's what makes it so funny.
Whoa.
Wait, we did a body language dance thing before. Remember that? And they put captions instead of words over.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, do I look at their body language or do I read these captions?
Yeah, that was so long ago. I'll link this video somewhere, this old YouTube video, but it was very funny and it actually was real because it was like the head tilt degree was different levels of like either interest or craziness. Like a 45 degree head tilt, it's like I'm interested, and if you pull your chin forward, it's like I'm very interested. If you pull it back, you're like I'm weary of what you're saying.
If you're trying to pull forward and connect their lips, it's like you're creepy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a funny video.
I think that defines that the face you make of your body language is a really big deal, right? You can tell a lot by someone, how they're looking at you, if they're even literally looking at you.
Like, I feel like I've been having a weird time with eye contact lately.
Being hard to make it?
Like, I feel like there's a blockade in between whoever I'm looking at.
Well, it's probably because there's a mic in front of me.
Not now. There's always a mic in front of me. I just walk around with a podcast mic.
Just addicted to rapping.
Oh my God.
All I need is one mic.
Oh no.
Shout to Nas. Yeah.
Nas Queen.
Why do you have a problem looking at people in their eyes?
I don't know. I feel like...
All your friends have glasses.
Sunglasses. I feel like I look at them in the eye and I'm like, let's do this. Like, eye contact. Here we go. And then I get nervous of like... I feel like I'm not connecting in the eyes. It feels like there's like one level of something in between our eyes. But like I can look at you in the eye and be fine, but I'm super close to you. But like people that I've just met or people that I don't really know, I'm looking at their eyes, but I'm like...
You haven't always been that way.
I haven't. I think I'm growing into a weirdo.
Dang, so that means that... What's your younger self then?
Fat.
Fat Megan.
My cupcakes are bomb. I put them in the fridge and cold cupcakes with no icing is my fucking jam.
I think that was like you made cupcakes at like the first 10 times you ever came by. You had to have brought cupcakes like at least 60% of the time.
100%.
The other four was like actual other foods. But
yeah.
Cupcakes. And you used to bake those.
Yeah.
Fire.
I mean, but they weren't like handmade. I just like
your
got a
baking
box.
Abilities, like your cooking abilities, have always been fire. You got me to eat healthy squash spaghetti once. I thought you were disrespecting food by saying squash spaghetti. I was like, what the hell? That doesn't go together.
Mm-hmm.
That's like atheist and God. That makes no sense.
You loved it.
I loved it.
I tried to get you to like cilantro, but you never you never did that.
No.
Does it taste like soap to you?
Yep.
That's crazo. Some people, a lot of people.
What's crazo?
It's just crazy with a little twang. You just jolted back so hard your headphones fell off of your head.
You said crazo. What the hell? It's crazo.
It's crazy.
That is crazo. Like,
I remember I was watching Laguna Beach when I was younger. You ever watch that show?
Yeah, I couldn't afford it.
And I bet my mentality couldn't afford it either. I think I got dumber by watching it. But I did get bangs because of Kristen Cavallari, one of the girls.
Oh, you love bangs.
I did. Well, I did. I always say no to bangs now. You always regret that. So I cut bangs from Kristen Cavallari. And then also she used to say this. She used to say dunzo. And I was like,
oh, I've heard of dunzo a lot.
I don't know if it's where it came from, but she definitely said it.
I like crazo. I got it.
It's the first time I've ever said it.
Really?
Yeah. I got a good reaction.
Yeah.
Maybe I should say that the next time I'm at a bar.
That'd be awesome-o.
Okay. Well, earlier today when I was in the bathroom, I was thinking about that one song from the Lego movie. Is it the Lego movie when it's like, everything is awesome?
Oh, my gosh. I love that movie.
The Lego movie's awesome. But guess what also fits in that song melody?
Oh, there you say in the bathroom. But what?
Everything is awful. It's a
little bit. Are you okay? Like, do you want to talk?
I'm not fine.
I can't look at people in their eyes. Everything is not awesome. And I'm going crazo.
That's just some tidbits about me. That's my new Tinder bio.
Tidbits.
Those three things.
You're turning into a mom more and more every day.
I've always been a mom.
Like, you're going to start saying Tarjay soon. You're like,
oh, no.
On my way to Tarjay.
Do you use the app Time Hop?
What?
You would probably love it.
What's an app Time Hop? I feel like I'm missing out.
You might be.
What is it?
It's an app where you set up all of your social media accounts into it, and it basically compiles all of the things you've ever put out day by day. So if you went on it today, it would give you everything that you said 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 7 years ago on this day.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, you should do it because you could see how far you've grown.
That's like... Yeah, that's like what? That's like time traveling on your app.
That's awesome. Right.
I love that.
Time hopping, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
More apps.
We got back Michael J. Fox again. He's like, yes, finally.
Yes.
Back to the Future.
That's references. My name. That's the guy I was dating is Michael J. Fox. You know that Back to the Future, they didn't shoot with him initially. They had another guy didn't like him, and they recast
him. Yeah, hella no. I just felt so bad. They shot halfway through, and Steven Spielberg was like, it's not working. Let me get this other guy.
I wonder why it wasn't working. Do you have any insight?
Sadly, I do.
What is the insight?
It was just he wasn't working out. It wasn't – it's not – even from the beginning, Steven Spielberg said, like, wasn't the fit. It was originally for Michael J. Fox, but Michael J. Fox was busy doing, like, Teen Wolf and all these other things, and so he couldn't. And so they had to run with it and book it. So they ended up filming it, and they're like, okay – fuck, this is not what it's supposed to be. Literally went back and refilmed all of his parts. So they kept a lot of those same shots from the scene, but they didn't use, obviously him.
Wow, what a massive waste of time. Do you know the guy's name that got recast?
Even he right now is listening like, come on. It's the same boyfriend, Megan.
Come on.
I was your fitness instructor, remember?
I wonder how he's doing now. Do you think that was super detrimental? I'm sure he was.
He was an 80 star. Like, he was still.
Oh, he still was successful after that.
Well, yeah, because he was still booked. That guy was still booked. I forgot his name, but.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it's crazo.
What's the best job that you've ever done that you weren't recast in?
Finish Line? Yeah, that was my favorite job.
What did you? Oh, that when you were actually working at Finish Line?
Wait, is that what this question was? Like, you asked me my favorite
job that you were like a star in.
I worked at Finish Line. I was the best seller. I was the best salesman in like NorCal. My numbers were incredible. I was like 55% two products at once. I was legit.
Is that commission based?
No.
Then why were you trying so hard?
I was committed to being really
great
at my job.
It was committed based.
It was. I wanted to be so good at my job. They, I don't know, isn't that weird? Usually, like, all these other jobs, like Anchor Blue.
What's Anchor Blue?
Okay, reference too old. Foot Locker, Champs. Everybody had, like, oh, you sell this, you're going to get extra.
Oh, yeah.
My manager is great, and he had me working hard. Like, I was getting that.
You have a crazy shoe collection. And how many pairs of shoes do you have, starting off with this question?
62.
62 pairs of shoe.
Yeah.
What's your starting lineup?
My one's from Tarjay.
Really?
My one's from Tarjay, I swear.
What are you wearing now?
Sadly, it's just because these match my coat.
Let me see. Put your foot out.
Okay.
At your 45-degree angle.
Thank you for not me. Struggling and shit. Like, okay, let me grab my, literally pick up my leg.
What are those? Those.
Okay.
What are those?
2015 meme. These are Nikes.
Okay. Nike.
As some would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're Nikes and they're smell a little bit.
What? Okay. For those of you listening, if you don't know Dom and my past, he has made fun of me for years on end for my shoe size by thinking they're boat-sized feet.
No, I don't give you that much credit. They're like skis.
I think in a video you called them the Titanic.
No, Titanics, because you need two ships to fit on those big-ass clodhoppers.
What size do you think my feet are?
In shacks or...
I don't think you actually know.
In male or women's?
Women.
Oh, so it's 1.5 larger. So if Shaq was 32, that would make 33.5.
3.5?
33.5.
33.5 what?
That's what size shoe you are.
I'm a 7.5 and it needs to be known.
And you're also a liar.
So stupid. Okay.
You can't go skiing in lakes because you're... There'll be no water for anybody else.
Why would you go skiing in a lake? Water skiing?
Yeah.
Oh. Normal skiing is with snow.
Oh, wow. You just pissed off a lot of water sports people.
Have you ever been water skiing before?
Hell yeah, I have.
Really?
I never got up.
So you were just in the water?
Yeah, floating.
I have a tip for being in the water.
What? Don't?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can you not swim?
No, I can't take showers.
If you are seasick, all you need to do is get in the water neck down and your seasickness will go away instantly.
Wait, really?
Yes.
You tried that?
I did.
Which ocean?
It was in...
You're like Epsom salt bath.
Why would I be seasick in on land?
I don't know. Your bathtub is weird.
I was in Greece, I think, and I was on one of those...
Oh, okay.
What?
What if a lot of your audience lives next to Venice Beach? They're not going to want to go try that out there. You're in Greece in a beautiful place, probably next to the Red Sea, where Jesus Christ was doing moonwalks on.
Doing moonwalks?
Yeah.
Can you moonwalk?
Are you kidding? No, I can't.
Okay.
It's very sad.
What's the best dance move you can do?
You know the Michael Jackson leg kick, the left to right?
The left to right leg kick? Let me see it right now.
You know the one that is famous for? You know the Michael Jackson fan? God, he's rolling around
the
in his
left
grave right
to right?
Now. When he brings up his leg, he's like, and he goes,
yeah, whoa. But why do you call it left to right?
I don't know. What's the move called? Exactly.
I guess it would. What is that move called?
I don't know. I'm calling it the left right kick. It sounds like I'm playing a video game. Left, right, down kick.
When I was in middle school, I took this dance class. Tell me if you guys have ever done this, because this is very weird, I think. But this is how she taught us to choreograph. She would say, the teacher would go, choreograph an 8 count. And then she would take a sheet of wide ruled lined like school paper. And on the margin, on the left margin, you would go like 1-8 and then underneath 2-8, 3-8 for like the 8 counts. And then you would write what you were doing so that you would remember it. How weird is that?
So she didn't want you guys to literally do it. She just wanted to see if you can do it on paper.
Yeah. She was like, make up the dance and then write it down, I guess, as like a way to remember it. But that was kind of before we had.
What if she was just an English teacher? Just check to see if you can spell correctly.
And she was doing a very
kickball change
lesson.
Kickball change on 1, 2, and 3 and.
It was the weirdest thing, but honestly, sometimes it helped.
Really?
But not anymore. But it was before I started like recording my stuff with my iPhone. Like I just didn't know how to remember it because you forget.
I didn't have an iPhone when I was in middle school.
No, I didn't either. I'm saying like by the time I started recording is when I got a recordable phone.
Oh, yeah. That is weird. I'm not going to lie.
I don't think that
if
should be
if she's listening
ever.
To this right now, I'd
I don't
say,
think she's alive.
Well,
she was a little
way
old.
Way to just throw salt on a dead wound. Anyways, if you can hear us, Spirit, that's a bad idea. That's a horrible idea.
It is a bad idea.
Let me see your dance moves. On paper. That's crazy.
Okay. Well, On that note, we are going to take a break while Dietrich gives us an extra piece of advice you can find on at Just a Tip Podcast on Instagram, and we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Dom is here, taking a break from not knowing the names of Michael Jackson moves and making fun of my shoe size to be here with us.
Did you just read that, what you just said?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
You wrote that joke down? Is that what you did with that guy the other day? You're like, you wrote it down and you set it up and you were practicing in the mirror before you guys went out?
The hard part about what I said at the bar yesterday is I had tweeted it a couple years ago. And I'm wondering if maybe he knew. He read my tweet and he was like, okay, I've seen this on Twitter. You're not funny. You planned this joke 2 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
I was nervous, Dom. Like, what am I supposed to do?
You must have really liked him. Or hated yourself.
I guess it would be a mixture of the two. I get like so clammy around like comedy guys because I'm like, you're funny and I need to prove that I am too.
No, you don't. You're already funny.
I don't need to prove it, but I feel like I do. I was so embarrassed this morning that like I woke up and I was like, oh my God, I'm embarrassed. And I closed my eyes and I tried to wake up as someone else.
You probably woke up as the person you are. Which is someone.
Oh, no!
Which is
that's
someone.
The worst.
No, it's not. Which is, wow, we just learned a lot about what you think of yourself.
Jokes.
Megan, you don't need to try. Aww. Comedy isn't funny.
Comedy isn't funny.
And comedians think the things that aren't funny are what's funny. So just
what's
be
funny,
you.
What's funny? What's funny? Who sings that?
Tim Minchin.
Close.
Just kidding. The junior version of him, Bo Burnham.
Tim Minchin Jr. I wonder if he would be offended by if he heard that or if he would be flattered. If you could be a junior of someone that's genius, who would you want to be a junior?
Martin Luther.
Martin Luther Jr.?
Martin Luther King Jr. Jr. That'd be the junior squared.
That's good.
Yeah, I wish.
That's who you want to be a junior of?
I'd be tight. My speaking abilities, oh my gosh.
That'd be really cool.
I had multiple dreams. And I got them all confused.
Is this an Inception summary?
No, this is like if I went back then and I spoke for him. And how much this speech would have never made the air.
Who would you want your dad to be?
Who do I want my daddy to be? Who do I want my daddy to be?
Don't say daddy.
Who do I want my daddy to be? Mark Zuckerberg.
Really? Yeah. That's fun. I think I'm going to go with Steve Carell.
Ooh.
He'd be a cool dad.
He's like the Mark Zuckerberg of comedy.
No. Is he?
Nope.
I know. I always think Will Smith, too.
That's a shitty reference. Hell no, I wouldn't want to be Will Smith's kid.
Why?
To follow that?
Yeah.
Nah.
But Mark Zuckerberg is also hard to follow.
Yeah, but if I get into entertainment, it's not like I have a standard to meet.
Yeah, that's true.
But I got a bank account that hits that standard. I see Taylor over there shaking her head. Yes, she knows what's up.
She knows what's up. Before we get into Act Two, tell me what you're absolutely obsessed with right now. Like, what have you gone into either like a binge on or you just can't get enough of?
My dog.
Oh, don't you have two?
Specifically, there's one of them that I'm very much attached to.
Which one is that?
Sigh.
Aww.
It's short for Cypher because he lives in the moment and he just goes. He's always in bliss. He's a little lover. He always just comes up to me and just starts licking my face.
He's always just circling. That's why he's called Cypher.
Sadly, it cuts to him right now. He's just chasing himself in circles. Oh, he's so cute. Yeah, I'm obsessed with him.
He's a Labradoodle?
Yep.
Cool.
Ish. He's from Craigslist, so I'm kind of hoping he's a Labradoodle.
The first and last time I saw your dogs, one of them had stomach issues.
I think they both did, but one was just expressing it a little more dramatically than the other.
Aww.
And the one that is Sai is the one that doesn't express it dramatically. He's a real gangster.
He's a real man. Do you ever talk to them like normal people?
All the time. Do you imagine if I didn't and I just talked to them like how they would talk to me?
And I'd be in
like,
woofs?
And I'd be like, bark, woof, bark. Do you think they would still listen?
But you probably have like a, everyone has a dog voice. Like everybody has a mirror face. You know, when you look in the mirror, everyone does like a weird contortion, like a slight millimeter change of how they normally look.
Yeah, yeah.
Look how they normally.
Hello, Sai.
That's just how Chewbacca looks in the mirror. Does he say Wook? Who's Wookiee in Star Wars?
You are not a Star Wars fan.
Of course
I'm not. And you
are
going to Star Wars hell for that.
Okay, well.
A Wookiee.
What is that?
They're like the little Ewoks.
Oh.
The little guys.
Doing what? Like, is an Ewok?
A Jabberwocky's dance.
Is the Ewok a Star Wars version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory Oompa Loompas?
Nah, way cooler.
Why?
Way cuter.
Ewoks are cute?
Ewoks are super cute.
I don't have a visual
Imagine
reference.
The cutest puppy you've ever seen.
Okay.
Standing on twos, talking in your language.
Aw.
Right?
That is pretty cute.
Yep.
Okay.
Don't get that as the same as the Oompa Loompas, who literally scare every kid.
They are
every
frightening.
Scene. Hell yeah.
You know what else is really scary? Is that monkey, the flying monkey scene in Wizard of Oz. I can't believe that's in that movie.
I can't believe a lot of the stuff is in that movie.
Like what?
Her laugh.
The witch?
Yeah, go. Try it.
Try the witch's laugh?
Yeah. Come over. Come over here, my pretty. That's pretty bad. Both of us were pretty bad.
Okay, well, what's your best impression?
Did you say okay?
Stop it with this.
You just go said okay to mine. Now I know how you feel. Holy shit, I can't wait to wake up tomorrow morning. Hopefully I'm not myself.
What's your best impression? Do you have a good impression of anything?
I don't know. You tell me.
Is that supposed to be something?
Is it?
I hate this. I don't. This is not an
impression.
It's just you trying to say
what I'm saying.
Okay. Back to my mirror face theory.
Okay.
Do you have a mirror face?
Yeah.
What is it?
There's too many.
There's too many mirror faces.
I have a bunch of them. Lately, it's been trying to see if the zit is going to be leaving soon.
Everyone has one mirror face. Like, I know a lot of girls, when we look in the mirror, I've asked this theory about a bunch of people. And people that think they don't have a mirror face do. You have to go to the bathroom with them, like at a public restroom. Like one that has more stalls. And then when you look in the mirror, it's always like either a squint or like a small smirk on one side of their lip. Or yeah, it's like a...
Mine's focusing in on the zit. Or like the imperfection of my face. I do like the squinty eye thing, but not like the sexy thing that...
You do
like,
squinty eyes for sure.
Yeah, but not the sexy, I'm just getting out of bed one. Mine's like, what the hell is that on my face? Like, I can't see.
Every day.
And I'm Asian, so squinting my eyes is a very, very big deal.
They're just closed.
Wake up. Hey, Dietrich, wake up. Oh, you're looking for a zit.
So dumb. Our next section is called Tip Jar. We don't have a jingle for this, so after I introduce it, you have to make up a jingle.
Easy.
Okay. And now it's time for our tip jar segment.
Dun 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 dun.
This is the part of the show where we take to Twitter for a segment called Tip Jar. I'm going to read a short suggestion that was tweeted at me, and we have to weigh in and give one quick tip on each subject.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Quick tip on Chipotle.
Yum.
That's not a tip.
I mean, you can get a lot out of that yum. It's like, get it. It's really yum. You said quick.
What's the go-to order for Chipotle?
Is it like fat day or is it like, I'm trying to kind of watch it?
Let's do kind of trying to watch it.
Oh, three tacos.
That's you trying to watch it?
Yeah, because it's not the burrito. The burrito is like six burritos in one. They overly stuff it so much
they
that you
really
can't even wrap
do.
It. They can't.
Really
no, literally, they can't even wrap it with the tortilla. Then they can't even wrap it with the foil. The three tacos, you can get a nice, firm wrapping. And the amount of foil that wraps over it, you know there's less food than the actual burrito.
Oh, that's good. Mm. Here's my tip for Chipotle is get bigger tortillas. I don't know why we're doing this. That would save all of everything.
You know the crazy part about that is that they give away tortillas for free. So if you just go in and ask for a tortilla, they give it to you. So
they do.
Instead of giving them out for free, just get bigger ones. But then don't you think that they'll just load it up even more?
They probably would, but that's got to be in training. Mm-hmm. Like you do one scoop and you can't do more, and you tell the customer if they're like, I want a little bit more, I'd be like, hey guys, Well, this is the Bo Burnham bit. Mm. Like, you should have told me I was reaching maximum burrito capacity.
Yeah.
You gotta do that.
You love Bo Burnham.
I really do. You're the one that showed me Bo.
You're in love with him.
I used to be, that's for sure. I remember the first time you showed him to me.
You were trying to hate, give it a chance.
You did say that because I was staying at your place in Vegas when you were living with like four other of our friends, right? Or they were living with you, I guess. And we were shooting a video.
My friends.
Sorry?
Just, you know, the guy sneaks comment. They're my friends, not yours.
They're my friends.
My friends are not yours. They're our friends.
They're our friends. Yeah. But they were living with you.
Yeah.
And so I was staying next to a TV and you were like, watch. What? Yeah, I was getting radiation poisoning. Poisoning?
Thinking.
So, and then you were like, watch this guy. Because you were like, you like tall and skinny white guys. You're going to love this dude. And so.
Well, also, this guy is really brilliant and funny.
Yeah, but you didn't pitch him that way.
Oh.
You were like, you're going to love this guy.
No, I had to have said brilliant because I know you're like, comedy has to be very like specific. And they better be smart and white and good looking.
I never think they have to be good looking.
Oh,
you're
actually,
smart, funny, and white.
You're very
and tall.
Right. You're so right on that.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking at me like this?
I'm not looking at you.
What?
I mean, I am looking at you, but I'm not looking at you in any way.
Okay. So you showed him to me, and I remember
we're literally like a brother and sister. Like, we argue all the time.
That is us. But you are like my sister. I am the brother.
No, I'm not.
You showed him to me, and I remember it was what his first special, and I didn't understand it because I didn't know his whole.
You didn't know that you're supposed to think in comedy. Yeah.
I was just like, I was expecting honestly nothing, which is maybe why I like it so much. But I still think I would think it was really great because
maybe you should always expect nothing because they say expectation leads to letdown. So maybe if you didn't expect a laugh after your joke the other night at the bar, maybe an okay wouldn't have been such a bad thing after all.
Honestly, you hit the nail on the head. I really think.
And I didn't even.
I was expecting. I think I was expecting a laugh. Oh my god! Mm. Wow, I feel worse about myself.
You should. I mean, look at your feet.
All right, we did the Chipotle tip. My Chipotle tip. Oh, I already said it. Give bigger tortillas.
Yep. Oh my gosh! Okay. Tangents.
Do you have a tip? Oh, this is good. Do you have a tip on puppies?
Carefully get one.
Carefully.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean carefully?
Be ready.
In what way?
I don't know. I just feel like every other LA person that has ever bought a puppy returned it.
Returned it?
Yep.
How do you return a puppy?
Easy. Who wants this? That's true shit.
Really?
If you're not ready for a puppy, like, you don't mind giving it back. But a puppy is just like a kid. Like, you have to invest time.
100%.
Yeah.
How many people do you know that return their puppies?
I don't know. We both had a really close friend that returned their puppy.
Oh, yeah.
We won't say any names. Oh my God.
I forgot about that.
No, but yep. I think it's a common thing. I don't blame her either. Like, there's been many times that I was like, oh, I'm going to return these motherfuckers. They fucking crazy.
I know. It is a lot. I mean, I have cats, and cats are easier to take care of than dogs. Because I'm not a cat or a dog person. I just like animals in general.
Oh, I was like, that's nice.
For a second, it looked like you were judging.
Yeah, like, I don't even like cats, and I have them. That's what I thought you were going
to
say.
No. But I didn't know which one to get, but I wanted to get a pet. And so I went to the shelter, and it just happened that I was like, oh, cats would make more sense with my lifestyle. But cats are way easier to take care of than dogs, and sometimes I'm like, this is crazy right now.
Yeah, but dogs are like emotionally involved.
I know.
And they're so sweet. Dogs are way cooler than humans, and I can prove it. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
This is proof. You can treat a human like shit, and they will not talk to you ever again. You can treat a dog like shit, and all they want is more and more love.
Aww.
Isn't that crazy?
That is really cute.
Yeah, they're a lot smarter than humans.
But do dogs have bad memories?
What?
Are you a dog?
Bark.
I feel like, do dogs remember that you were mean to them?
Yeah, their senses are stronger, so they're able to, like, smell alone will let you know. They're like, oh, I know this person. She's the one with big feet.
All right. Puppies is done. I love that all of your tips end. I just go on to the next one when you make fun of my feet.
Big feet.
Do you have a tip on breakfast?
Big feet.
Oh, my God. I learned something about feet.
Okay. Hey, dear person about breakfast, fuck off. Feet.
Here, listen to this crazy thing. Some people have foot fetishes. You know why? because the part of the brain that is connected to your feet is right next to the one connected to your sex drive. And some people's two cortexes mix. And that's why they are sexually charged.
What's that part of the brain called?
I don't know.
Google.com.
Google.
Slash. Okay. That's what her name is because she's so smart.
You want to
know? Did you learn a lot on this podcast? You have, huh? I'm sure.
She knows now all of the Michael Jackson moves.
Here. And she can perform them as well.
That's pretty good.
There was an extra bass back there about four counts ago. Did you hear it? I was like,
so we're looking for the term?
I'm looking for the Michael Jackson moves. Oh, the term of which part of the brain? It's not the parietal lobe, is it? It shouldn't be. Can you imagine, like, your audience is full of...
The hypothalamus.
Oh, the hypothalamus.
Sounds like a...
It sounds
hypothesis,
like a...
Hypothesis. I don't know if she's right. Just kidding. Hypothalamus. Hypothalamus. That's connected. Oh, that's right there in the brain.
Yeah.
The guy... You know the guy's trying to act smart? Oh, yeah, that's right there in the back of the brain. Right, behind the eyes.
So that's my tip on feet, but back to breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
What's the best go-to breakfast if you're traveling? Let's make it that, because that's always super hard. Like, if you go to the airport and you're like, I gotta get something to eat right now.
Okay, well, I don't want to give out the name of the brand, because that's not fair to you. So I'll just rhyme it with words that are similar to that brand. So you're gonna walk into Harbucks.
Wow, that was not even a slant.
You're gonna go
rhyme.
Up to the front, and you're gonna say, can I get a venti vanilla macchiato with sugar brie? Vanilla.
You're just Filipino right now.
Well, I think so. I just went Asian. My Filipino accent is about as good as my selection in foods.
My Filipino accent is trash. It's so.
You ever did a college show?
Yeah, but I would never pull out a Filipino.
Oh,
accent
I fucking did
show.
It right after this amazing comedian named Rex. He's a Filipino comedian. I sent you a video.
Yeah.
He was looking forward to meeting both of us, but Megan didn't show up. Anyways, I ended up going on after him, and I don't do comedy like that. But we're influencers, so they laugh at anything we say. Hey, fuck you guys. You said fuck us, right? They literally laugh at whatever. I didn't say that. But anyways, I said like a Filipino parent joke, and automatically my right side of my brain was like, act it out.
Oh, God.
And then during the process of doing my live cutaway of this Filipino parent accent, I was so committed on both not knowing how this accent's supposed to go and committed on doing it right now.
Yeah.
So it was something like, will you please, Doves? And I stopped halfway. I was like, that was the worst fucking accent ever. I don't know how to do it.
That's good though.
Yeah, and then they laughed.
Yeah, of course they would laugh at that.
And then Rex was like, piece of shit.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. We still suck at it.
The thing about my Filipino accent is it starts to like turn into kind of an Indian twang.
Oh, let me hear it.
I just did it.
What?
Don't you dare.
Oh, I can hear it. Don't you dare push my buttons.
Don't you dare push. Don't push the button.
Don't push it. But buttons.
Push it good. That's really good.
Punch
my
it.
Tip for breakfast, if you're going to Harbucks, which could have been much better, by the way.
If you go to...
You changed two letters.
Hey, it's still not branding.
You could have said Snarsnucks.
Or Pumpkin Bonuts.
Okay.
What would you get at Parbucks?
At Starbucks, or excuse me, at Harshbucks. If I was going to Marflux, I would get...
A Ben Affleck.
Actually, honestly, the best thing and the only thing I get at Flarlux is a sausage cheddar
every
sandwich.
Time.
Yeah, it's the best. And honestly, weirdly, when
I... You used to get the latte, though, too.
I get a chai tea latte with it. Yeah. And when I get that for breakfast, I always like, oh, I'm going to gain so much weight if I continue to do this. And sometimes I think my body is so immune to it that I lose weight.
I think it's your mind playing tricks on you. It's always doing that.
Get closer to the mic.
What do you mean? I'm just getting further because your feet are pushing me away.
You would be lucky to be next to these feet.
I can see that. Literally. They're like in front of my face. Why are they pointing at me?
I dated a guy that would love to, not love, but he would always offer.
How many guys have you dated?
It's all the same one. And he has no name.
Right now, he's like, I have a fucking name.
I'm dating Lord Voldemort.
Oh my gosh, you're so lucky.
He used to give me foot massages, but I would be too scared to tell him that they weren't hard enough. And so I would not know if he's even doing anything.
Your communication skills suck.
So bad.
Continue, though.
I was too scared because it was an act of service. And I was like, he wants to do this, but I'm not going to tell him how to do it.
An act of service? You're in a relationship. What the fuck?
What? Is that part of the relationship?
You just call it an act of service?
That's a love language, you crazo.
Wait, literally. He's massaging your feet and you don't want to tell him to go harder.
Yeah, because I'm like, he's already doing so much that I didn't ask for. It's like him doing a favor and me being like, do it this way.
Wait, so do you... Never mind.
What?
I was going to ask a sex question.
Say it.
No.
Okay.
I already know the answer.
Okay. Next question, though. You want to make fun of my feet so I can move on?
No. I like them very much. It's just they're struggling being held captive in those shoes you call normal size.
These are two kayaks I found. They're so roomy. All right. Do you have a tip on apologies?
Yeah. Oh, tell you guys. Speaking of love languages, maybe do an apology in a way that they can understand. And that they want to understand.
That's good.
Use their love language.
You know what? I took another test the other day that's like a love language test, but it's called the... Oh, man.
I love that test. It's called the... Oh, man. It was great. I just didn't know what I was doing. Oh, man.
What is it called? Oh, it was... No, you know what? I can look it up right now. Stall for a second.
Okay. So, anyways...
That's copyright. Do something else.
Friends... I mean, let's have them.
Dang it.
Friends.
Oh, here it is.
Before we go any further. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, wait. Okay. So I can't find it any longer. But the last thing that I Googled was, why am I so embarrassed so easily? Open your phone right now.
Oh, wait. Why am I so embarrassed so easily?
Open your phone. I want to see what your last... Let's go through our last Google searches.
All right. I'm excited.
This is going to be really fun. I've actually never done this before.
Wait, what is it called?
Go to your internet browser and then try to open up a new page, and it'll open up all of your recent searches.
Okay, go.
What's your first one?
Oh, Summer Olympics 2024.
Why?
Oh, because they're thinking about putting breaking.
Really?
In the Olympics in 2024.
Are you going to try to do it?
I can barely touch my feet. You see my leg? My leg can't even get up past a 45.
Whoa, okay, we'll go one and one. The other thing I searched was Pièce de Résistance, which I've been watching a lot of classic films lately, and it means the chief dish of a meal or an outstanding item or event. So, like, if you're doing something and you're like, this is, like, the last coolest thing, it's called the Pièce de Résistance.
Oh, wow, that's nice. Learned something.
What else did you...
I only have one more.
Why do you only have two tabs open? You close everything? The bank?
Ally Bank. This is not brought to you by that, by the way. But I was making a joke to my manager because she was like, I was at the bowling alley and I got to stop meeting guys at the bowling alley.
She was at the bowling alley?
Yeah, and she introduced me to this bank called Ally Bank and it was like whack. And I was like, see what we get for always joining alleys?
And oh,
I was like,
no.
And then I right after I said, that's a bad joke because it's text and it's more in how it's said. So I'm sorry.
You should have done it as a voice note.
I should have.
Here's my tip about voice notes. I always forget that they're there. After you read them or after you listen to them, they go away, right?
Yeah. So voice notes. Oh, yeah. You have the option, though, don't you?
To keep it? But where does it go? Into your voice memos?
No, probably your iCloud.
Oh.
I save all my voice notes.
But when people send me voice notes, I always forget to respond because they go away and the notification isn't there anymore. And then I'm like...
Why don't you respond right after you hear it?
Because I'm busy.
Then why'd you even take the time to listen to it?
I guess you're right. I guess they just scare me.
It's pressure because, like, oh, I got to reply. See you later.
Yeah.
That's like any text, too, right?
It's
like,
I feel like if text messages are a little bit easier because then you can you can go back to the source material and reply to each point in time.
But
if you send, like, a minute-long voice note, I forgot what you said in the beginning.
Oh, shit. I do that to you all the time.
I know. I always forget.
All right. I'll keep it down to 10 seconds.
At a time.
6 10-minute voice memos.
10 minutes?
Sorry, 6 10-second voice memos to get your 1 minute.
Yes, that's good. Okay, last tip before we close out on Filipino food.
Sorry.
What's the best version? How do you do it? How do you cook it? What are you going to make?
Okay, let's go back. Because cooking is already out.
Cooking is out. What are you ordering?
Where do they sell Filipino food?
Everywhere.
What?
Not everywhere. They sell it in Glendale, and there's Filipino
Max's,
town.
I've never had it, but...
Max's, honestly, I hope they never want to sponsor, because I don't actually really like it.
Mm. You'll have the minimum of Max's.
That's right. They have one good dish. The thing about Max's is it's family style, so I always order it for myself. That came out wrong. I don't order
the return of Fat Megan. That's how we're ending the podcast. Fat Megan's coming back.
She is back. She's already here, is number one.
Oh my God.
But I don't order it because it's family style. It's I want Filipino food, and that's the only easiest one to get, but it ends up being family style, and so I have it for a week, but I don't want it after the first time, so I try and eat all of it just so I don't have leftovers.
Oh, I love that. I think that's like a respect thing too as a kid. They're like, well, I was always told, like, you have to eat everything on your plate.
Yeah,
if you get
same.
Leftovers, you have to eat everything on your plate. That's what I blame on my being overweight.
Same.
Yeah, I blame it on respect. Am I overweight, or am I just really respectful?
It's a question we should all be asking ourselves.
Or am I just
What's
sad?
Your favorite Filipino food? We can start there.
I like to pawn stand.
Okay.
As opposed to pawn sit.
Bad.
You like pawn
Bad
though.
Joke.
I'm committed.
Were you?
Nope. I'm a liar.
I went to the Philippines for the first time last year, and the room service had pancit, and it was not good. It had like thick noodles. Pancit's supposed to be
very thin,
like thinner than angel hair noodles.
Yeah, but it's just supposed to be way more salt and unhealthy for you.
I
lied. I don't even know if it's Filipino. Sweet spaghetti, or is that like Hawaiian?
Yeah, no, that's Filipino. They sell the Jollibee.
Yeah, in the Philippines, you're right.
Yeah,
sweet spaghetti, fire.
They have a Jollibee here. You know that, right?
Yep. I need to go, though. I haven't gone.
You need to go?
Yeah, I haven't been to Jollibee here. Is it good?
I didn't grow up with sweet spaghetti, so when I had it for the first time, I was like, this is weird.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like putting ketchup with any spaghetti. It's amazing.
But why would you put ketchup on spaghetti?
Why would you not?
What do you mean? There's already sauce on spaghetti.
Sometimes it's just not sweet enough. Banana sauce? You put that on spaghetti?
Oh, I have had banana sauce for the first time in the Philippines, but I didn't put it on spaghetti.
What'd you put it on?
Like a fry.
Mm. People might not know what banana sauce is, but imagine like ketchup, but really sweet and really yummy.
Because it doesn't really taste like bananas at all.
Not at all. But it does taste like a really amazing ketchup meets sweet and sour sauce.
Have I ever made chicken adobo for you?
Have you?
I think I have. It's like the only thing I can cook.
That's Filipino?
Yeah.
Is it boneless?
No.
Or
no.
Did you have bones in yours?
I must have had bones because the bones keep the flavor in.
Oh, you're a real Filipino.
That's my
that
Filipino
was an
food tip.
I did not actually have your chicken adobo.
Sad.
Yeah, because I'm only like a bone out type of dude.
Why?
Because that's too much work. I don't like to chew my food and be like, okay, there's a bone. Okay, here's a bone. Okay, there's another bone. I want to enjoy my food and not have to worry about bones. I am like the worst Filipino ever.
You might be. I thought I was.
No, I am
but
the
I
worst.
But I stand and sit correct. I pawn sit corrected.
Oh, wow. You're right. It was a bad joke back then.
Okay. I've had enough of this. Bullying.
I've had enough of feet in my face.
Dom, thank you so much for coming and helping me and the world.
Helping? No, we didn't help at all, but I tried. I love you. I love you, Megan.
I love you. Where can people find you on the internet if they also love you?
Dietrixweight.com. What? That's not even a thing. Instagram.com/DTRIX.
Just Instagram. That's the only place people can find
you. Yeah, because no one's going to go on YouTube anymore. I mean,
what do you mean?
All right, YouTube.com/The Dominic Show, but it's not going to... Just go to Dietrich's and you get all of it. All of it. Or, you know what? Erase all those. You can go to shop.dietrich's.tv to get more info on how to buy my shit.
Yay! Can I have some?
Yeah, you can buy it.
I will. Okay, I'm out of here.
I'll get you a couple shirts.
I'll pay you for it.
Okay, we started making shoes, but we might be out of your size.
Stupid! If you have a sticky situation or burning concern, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign off Sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona. Double points if you mention your age and more info, because honestly, we don't have enough to ever answer these correctly. Also, rate us 5 stars because I am so embarrassed from that bar joke and I'll never recover. And what will remedy that? 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. See ya!
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.